A Prayer for Donald Trump from the collection of Prayers for the Precious. Hear our prayer, O Lord. Give ear to our supplications. In your faithfulness answer us, and in your righteousness. As a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we lift up you, President Donald Trump, and your entire house, your nation, the United States of America, and all of your people to our Father in heaven. God is good. His mercy endures forever. God is good to you, Donald Trump. God is good to all of your people, for the Lord God is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one. Fear of the Lord. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. As an ambassador of Christ, abiding in Christ and one with him, we come into agreement with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth and the Word of life. In him who is true, Jesus Christ, we give thanks to the Lord, the living God, the true God, the everlasting King, our righteous Father, for you and your family, for the saints, for the leaders that God has raised up on your behalf, and for all men. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to you the riches of his glory, we go up into the gaps to stand in battle on the day of the Lord, to build a wall for you and your house, for all the brethren, all those called by the name of the Lord, for the leaders of this nation and all the leaders throughout the world, all those that influence the well-being of God's people and all the people of this nation and all men. So that you and your family may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. In the name of Jesus Christ, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. We stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. It is written the things that we speak and pray for you and your family. For these words are true and faithful, and they are the true sayings of God. The word of God is true, pure, proven, and eternal. For heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will by no means pass away. It is living and powerful. It searches the hearts of man like a two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And nothing is hidden from his sight, the Mighty One, the Ancient of Days, the Holy One of Israel. The words that Christ through us speaks to you are spirit, and they are life. Thanks be to God who gives you the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by the precious blood of Christ, as a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy and find grace for you and your entire house, all of your people on every side, all of your family, all of your blood from the beginning of time until the end of time. All those by adoption and all those by marriage, all your natural seed and all of your spiritual seed. Grace to you and your house and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, those who love his name are joyful in him. In Christ we pray that in his name you and your house might know the hand of the Lord, that it is mighty. That you and your people will hear God's words, that you and your family may learn to fear him, and that you may teach your children. In the name of Jesus Christ, whose name is glorified forevermore, may God's fear be before your face and in your heart, that you and your people will not depart from God, but depart from evil, hate evil, pride, arrogance, the evil way, and the perverse mouth, and not sin. Cleanse yourselves from secret faults. May the Father, the God of righteousness, keep back his servants also from presumptuous sin. Let sin not have dominion over you and your house. The Lord redeems the soul of his servants, and none of those who trust in him shall be condemned. The Lord bless you and yours. May the Lord not impute iniquity, but let your spirit be without deceit and guile. May you and your family cleanse yourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and the spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. May the God of your life give you and your people a heart that you will fear the Lord and keep all his commandments always, that it might be well with you and your house and with your children forever. May the Lord Jesus shepherd you according to the integrity of his heart and guide you by the skillfulness of his hands. In Christ we pray that you and your family, his people, and the sheep of his pasture will give him thanks forever, that you and your house will show forth his praise to all generations. In the name of Jesus Christ, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved, may the God of your salvation let you and your house reap the benefits of those who fear the Lord. May the Lord take pleasure in you and your family, rejoice over you and your house, and do you good, to plant you in the land with all his heart and all his soul, fulfill your desires, honor you and your people, to provide for you and your people goodness and prosperity, prolong your days, deliver you and your house out of the hands of your enemies, hear your cry and save you and your people. And surely his salvation will be near to you and your family, that glory may dwell in your land. Great is the goodness which God has laid up for those who fear the Lord. May the eye of the Lord be upon you and your house. The secret of the Lord is with those who fear him, and he will show you and your people his covenant. May the Lord write your names in the book of remembrance, and may you and your family drink of the fountain of life and turn away from the snares of death. May the Son of Righteousness arise in your hearts with healing on his wings. Let you and your family sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, being reverent, working out your own salvation with fear and trembling, standing by faith, working righteousness, and accepted by God. There is not want to those who fear the Lord God. The young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. Let you and your house trust in the Lord. Mercy surround you and your house. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice and shout for joy, and mercy shall surround you and your family. In the name of Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life, let the Father of glory teach you and your house his way, and unite your hearts to fear his name, and give you and your people one heart and one way, that you may fear the Lord forever, for the good of yourselves and your children after you, as the sun and the moon endure throughout all generations. For the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children. His truth, his salvation, his throne, his everlasting kingdom, and his dominion is from generation to generation. You, O Lord, shall endure forever, and the remembrance of your name to all generations. In Christ we pray that the Lord God will pour his Spirit on your descendants and his blessing on your offspring. He will give to you the increase to you and your children after you. May you and your house be blessed by the Lord who made heaven and earth. May the Lord teach you and your family in the way you should choose, that your soul shall dwell at ease and at rest, and your seed shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord shall be with you and your family, and he shall show you and your people his covenant. Wisdom and knowledge will be the stability of your times, and the strength of salvation, the fear of the Lord, your treasure. For the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, and the instruction of wisdom. By humility and the fear of the Lord may you and your family gain riches and honor and life. Abide in satisfaction and not be visited with evil. May the angel of the Lord encamp around you and your children and all that you love on every side, and deliver you and your house from evil. Through God, you and your family will do valiantly, for it is he who shall tread down your enemies. For God is your strength, the God of your defense, the God of mercy. Praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, the door to salvation, may you and your children after you receive the kingdom which cannot be shaken. Let you and your people have grace by which you may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, in sincerity and in truth, with strong confidence, and you and your people, being his children, will have a place of refuge. May God give you and your family food for your souls and declare to you the power of his works in giving you the heritage of the nations. He will ever be mindful of his covenant with you and your family. For whatever God does, it shall be forever. Nothing can be added to it, and nothing taken from it. God does it, that you and your house shall fear before him, and stand in awe of the Lord. For our God is a consuming fire. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. Yes, the Lord will give what is good, and your land will yield its increase. Righteousness will go before him, and shall make his footsteps your pathway. Blessed be the Lord for evermore. In the name of Jesus Christ, the resurrection and the life, may the fire of the Lord Jesus Christ be kindled in your heart. Let his fire fall. According to his loving kindness, may the Lord pour out a spirit, and may his divided tongues of fire appear, one to sit upon each of you. May Jesus Christ, our Savior, baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire, and with the fire of his love. May the God of your salvation establish you and your family as a holy people unto himself, according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to you in Christ Jesus before time began. May God uphold you and your family in your integrity, and set you and your house before his face forever. Let God have mercy upon you and your family, according to his loving kindness, according to the multitude of his tender mercies, and blot out your transgressions, wash you and your people thoroughly from your iniquity, and cleanse you from sin. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man who trusts in you. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd, in Christ we pray that you and your family, of your own free will, present your mortal bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, to do good and to share the bread of Christ, to give your lives to serve and to follow Christ. For with such sacrifices God is well pleased. In Christ we pray that you and yours will not allow the salt of the covenant of your God to be lacking in your lives. You and your people shall be saturated with the oil of anointing and fragrant with the frankincense of praise. In Christ we pray that you and your house will continue to offer the sacrifice of praise to God, the fruit of your lips giving thanks to his name. Let us give thanks that it pleased the Father that in Christ all the fullness should dwell, and by Christ to reconcile all things to himself, whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of the cross. In Christ we pray, having been justified by faith, you and yours have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. For his mercy reaches into the heavens, and his truth into the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be above all the earth. Blessed be God, who has not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from you and your house. As a fellow worker for the truth, abiding in the Son and the Father, and one with them, in truth we sanctify you and your family, your time and your space, by the blood of the Lamb. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom the one which shall not be destroyed. The earth is Lord's in all its fullness, the world and those that dwell therein. The heavens are his, the earth also is his. The world and all its fullness, he has founded it. The north and the south, the east and the west, he has created it. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. As a fellow worker in Christ, a fellow worker of God, abiding in him and born of him, and his love being perfected in us, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to you the riches of his glory, we claim you and all the people of the earth as the inheritance of our Lord Jesus Christ. By the Ancient of Days, judgment was made in favor of the saints of the Most High, and the time has come for the saints to possess the kingdom. Awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Awake to righteousness, and do not sin. And do this, knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep, for now our salvation is near. Come near, you nations, to hear and heed, you people. Let the earth hear, and all that is in it, the world and all things that come forth from it. Concerning this prayer of faith that we pray for you and your house, we come into agreement with you, with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth and the Word of life, being of one accord in prayer and with confidence, for God's thoughts towards you and your house are thoughts of peace to give you a future and a hope. We ask our Father in heaven in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, the mediator of the new covenant, believing that you and your descendants receive all we ask for you, knowing that it is the will of God and he hears us, petitioning fervently the Lord to let it be to you and your descendants according to his word, and what we have asked shall be given to you and your house. For it is written, ask of me, and I will give you the nations for your inheritance, and the ends of the earth for your possession. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. God is watching over his word to perform it, and it shall not return to him void, but it shall accomplish his purpose and succeed in the thing for which he sent it. In Jesus' name, so be it. We will praise you, O Lord our God, with all our heart, and we will glorify your name forevermore, that men may know that you, whose name alone is the Lord, are the most high over all the earth. For yours, O Lord, is the glory and the power and the kingdom forever.